Okay, today's daf is Brachos daf Lamed Hey. Today we begin the second half of Maseches Brachos. The whole first 33 blad of Maseches Brachos should probably, if we had to give it a title, it would have been called Maseches Kriyas Shema Tefila. It hasn't really been much about Brachos. Now, for the second half of the Masechta, we move into inyanim of Brachos themselves. It says in Mishnah, Ketzad Mevarchan Al Peros. What bracha do you make on Peros? How do you make a proper bracha on Peros? It's Al Peros, Yilanu Omer Bar Priya Eitz, Chutz Min Ayayin Shal, Yayinu Omer Bar Priya Gafen. Peros Ilan and generally make Bar Priya Eitz, with the exception of wine. Wine, even though it's really Peros Ilan, it gets its own separate bracha. It says Rashi in the Tapshe, Mitoch Hashivuso, Kavalo Bracha Liatzmo, V'chena Pasta. Because it's very Chashuv, it gets its own bracha, meaning even though Yayin is no longer in the form of a pri, it would have been bari priya eitz had it not been for the fact that it's a davar chashuv. The fact that it's a davar chashuv, it gets its own bracha bari priya gafen. So that's for peros yirlan. Al peros haaretz u'amer bari priya adama chutz min hapas shal pas u'amer motzi lechem min haaretz. For peros that grow from the ground, so you make a bari priya adama, except for bread, because a bread gets a motzi lechem min haaretz. And again, as the top Rashi said, because it's very chashuv, had it not been chashuv, it would have been a bari priya adama. But because it's a very chashuv thing, so it gets its own bracha. V'al yirakos hu omer bar pri adama, and on yirakos, on greenery, we say bar pri adama. Rabbi Yehuda omer bar minei desham. Rabbi Yehuda says no. We even subcategorize yirakos separate from peros haaretz, and we would make a bar minei desham. We would be more specific in the type of bracha that we say. So first of all, the first four words over here, ketzad mevarchan al peros. When we started the masechta, the first words of the masechta were very troubling. Me'ema saikor neshma ba'arvin. Right, were the first words of the masechta. So the Gemara's first kasha was tana hecha koi dekatani me'ema sai. You don't start off a discussion with me'ema sai. Me'ema sai assumes that you know that there's a chiyuv. So ketzad also assumes that you know that there's a chiyuv. So Tosus raises the kasha. Lo shayich lakshos tana hecha koi dekatani ketzad kedepar. Why don't we ask over here, like we asked at the beginning of the Masechta, how do you start off a conversation with the word Ketzad? It sounds like you're already making an assumption that there's a Chiyuv Bracha. But where do we ever find that there's a Chiyuv Bracha that we could begin the conversation like this? So Tosfos gives two Terutzim. First of all, he says, Mishum Dehacha Svaruhu Levarach Kedemasim Gemara Das Lamas Menol Mazablo Bracha. This entire Amud is going to be looking for a source for the concept of making a Bracha Rishona, of a Birch Sanenin. And at the end of the day, the Gemara is going to say it's a svara, logical, that you can't get hanah from this world without making a bracha. It's a Kodesh Baruch Hu's world until we make a bracha. Good, so it's a svara. So since it's a svara, that's what we're working with. How do I know that you make a bracha? It's a svara. Then the Mishnah picks up on that and says, Ketzad. Now that I know a svara, now that I've used my own brain, so what are the halachos of this bracha? Inami Yishlam Ortos says maybe we want to be more grounded. Maybe we want to say no, it's actually going on something that we said previously. Tekayam Asnisin Demisha Mesu. We go back to Dav Chafav Mbeis. The Ketani Balkeri Mevarich Lacharav Veinu Mevarich Lefanav. It spoke about a Balkeri and said that a Balkeri does not make a bracha rishona. So right off the bat, we want to ask, what do you mean bracha rishona? Who said any, what bracha do you make? How do you do a bracha rishona? V'achinayim shaychech achal varecha kol dover adavar alkin kamaracha ketzad mevarchin. The Rabbeinu Yonah says, no, it doesn't go back to daf chaf amid beis. Rabbeinu Yonah says it goes back even before that. That in daf yud aleph amid aleph, that shalolachtom ena rashi lachtom, that in those brachos where we're not chosim bebaruch, so you're not allowed to add an extra chasima bebaruch, we said in daf yud aleph. So the Gemara over there said, what's an example of a bracha where we're not chosim bebaruch, where we don't add an extra baruch at the end of the bracha? Kegon birchas haperos v'amitzvos, like short brachos, like birchas haperos and birchas mitzvos. Ooh, birchas haperos? How do you do birchas haperos? What's a birchas haperos? So the Gemara right away wanted to ask it, but first it had to finish up the discussion of Kriyas Shema Tefillah. So it took another 25 blot to finish up the discussion of Kriyas Shema Tefillah. Then we came back and we say, okay, now let's get back to birchas haperos. How do you do that? What's birchas haperos all about? So that's how this parak starts out. But now the primary discussion of today's of this amud at least, is minani mili. Where do we ever find that there is a chiyuv to make a bracha before you eat? So the Gemara's assumption throughout the majority of the daf is that there has to be a source midaraisa, that this is probably a din daraisa, that you need to make a bracha before you eat. So where do we find such a din daraisa? To Tanu Rabban, we have a braisa. Kodesh hilulim la Hashem. Lashon of hilulim, multiple praises. Melamit shetu'unim bracha lefneim lachreim. From there we see, from the fact that it says hilulim, two praises, that you have to praise Hashem before you eat, you have to praise Hashem after you eat. So you see that that's the source for the requirement of bracha rishona and bracha achrona. Mikanam Rabbi Kiva, asaladim shi'itam klum, kodim shi'ivarich. Rabbi Kiva says that's the source, that you're not allowed to eat anything, you're not allowed to taste anything before making a bracha. Says the Gemara, wait a second, vay kodesh hilulim lach yuda asa. Is that really what this pasuk is coming to teach me? It's coming to teach me about brachos. Haimi bayle, no, we already need the hilulim. Both hilulim we already need. Chada amar achmana achle v'hadar achle. One of the hilulim, one of the halels that we have, is to teach us achle, that first you need to be mechalel the food, and then achle, then you can eat the food. Meaning that it comes to teach me that if you want to eat the food, it has to become chulin, it cannot stay kodesh. So hilulim with a hey and the ches are interchangeable. We darshan it like chilulim, that you have to be mechalel it before you eat it. V'idach, and the other of the hilulim, it's only one word, but it's a plural word, so we assume that it's teaching two things. V'idach davar ton shira ton chilul v'sheinu ton shira einu ton chilul, that you only need to be mechal, the only thing that has kedusha is something that requires shira. What requires shira? Wine requires shira. So the only thing that has kedusha is yayin. If it's not yayin, it doesn't have kedusha. What kedusha? What are we talking about? The pasuk is about revai, is about the concept that when you plant a tree, the first 3 years it's arla, it's asubana. The fourth year it's what we call netaravai. So the fruits that grow in the fourth year since the tree was planted have alach of maisa sheni. You have to bring it up to Yerushalayim and dafkid in Yerushalayim. So unlike the first 3 years you're not allowed to eat it at all. You're not only not allowed to eat it, not allowed to use it. It's asubana 100%. But the fourth year you're allowed to use it, eat it. It's fine, but you just have to eat it dafka in Yerushalayim. So if a person wants to eat it outside of Yerushalayim, you need to be mechalel it. You need to be poda it for money. So that's one of the hilulim, one of the lashonos of hilul, is to teach us to be mechalel, that we need to be poda it. And the other one is to tell me that the whole concept of revai only applies to grapes. That you plant an apple tree, fourth year the fruits are totally fine, you don't have to do anything. Plant anything else, it's totally fine. Just grapes. That's the only place where you ever have a concept of revai. Ukit Rab Shua ben Achmeni Yom Rabbi Yonasan. Dam Rab Shua ben Achmeni Yom Rabbi Yonasan. Minayin sheinom shira al aliyayin. How do I know that you only say shira al aliyayin? Shneem har vatom lema gefen hechdalti as tiroshi amesameach alukim vanashim. Im anashim esameach alukim vamem esameach. Granted, wine will make people happy. How does it make Hashem happy? So from there we see that you only say Shira ala yayin. So bottom line is, what we have just proven is that the word hilulim is not free to teach me that you make a bracha rishon and bracha achrona, because we already make two drashas. You're allowed to make two drashas from hilulim because it's plural, but we already do make two drashas. One, that revai requires chilul if you want to eat it, and two, that revai only applies to yayin. So says Marhadni chalamantani neta revai elamantani kerem revai maik elameimar. Meaning, if you hold that revai applies even to non-yayin, to neta, that it would apply to other trees, so then good, then I understand you have a source for bracha rishona. Why do you have a source? Because you can make two drashas from hilulim, and you only need to make one, that you need to be poda the revai. But if you hold that revai applies to non-grapes, then you're not making any second drasha yet from hilulim, so you're free to make the drasha that you make a bracha rishona. But if you hold kerem revai, that the only thing that has revai is grapes, then you don't have any drashas free. So how are you gonna learn that you make that you make a bracha rishona? Where do we find there's such a machlokas? Ditmar Rabbi Chiya Rabbi Shimon Barabbi chatani kerem revai v'chatani neta revai. It's machlokas Rabbi Chiya Rabbi Shimon Barabbi whether revai applies only to kerem or it applies to neta. It applies to all trees. So man the tani karam ravai, and even if you say that we learn karam ravai hanicha, you could still have free one of the drushos of the hilulim, because hanicha yalav kizera shava. It could be that you learn the concept of karam ravai, that it applies only to grapes, not from hilulim, but rather from a kizera shava, which would free up one of the hilulims. The tanya Rabbi Yom Nemer kan lahosav lechem tuaso v'nemer lahalan utvuas hakerem. So malalan kerem afkan kerem. So maybe that kizera shava of tuvua will teach me that neta ravai only applies to kerem, that there is no din of neta ravai, it's only kerem ravai. And that frees up one of the hilulim to teach me a bracha rishona. But the loyal of gezer shava bracha minale, the problem is going to be if you don't learn this gezer shava. So where are we standing right now in the Gemara? The Gemara says if you hold the concept of neta ravai, that ravai applies to everything, so good, you have one open drasha to learn a bracha rishona, because hilulim should teach you two drashas, and all it's being used to teach me is that you need to be poda your ravai. But there's one open drasha to still teach me bracha rishona. If you hold ravai only applies to kerem, well then it depends. If you learn that from the extra hilulim, we're in trouble. We don't have any open drashas to teach me bracha rishona. If I learn that from a gezera shava, so good, I still have an open hilulim to teach me bracha rishona. V'inam yel of gezera shava, but wait a second, do I still have an open hilulim to teach me bracha rishona? I only have one open hilulim. I don't have two open drashas in hilulim. So even if I do learn the fact that it's only kerem from gezera shava, Ashkan the Achrav, the fun of Minayin. Maybe that Kodesh Hilulim, the one open drasha, is there to teach me that you make a bracha Achrona, not to teach me that you make a bracha Rishona, and therefore I'm still stuck. How do I know that you make a bracha Rishona? So says Marana, that wouldn't bother us so much. Halo Kasha Dasi Bekal V'chomer, Kshu Savem V'chshu Rav L'Kolshkein. If I had a source that you make a bracha achrona on fruits, then I would know that you make a bracha rishona also, because it's a kal v'chomer. If you make a bracha when you're satiated, then when you're hungry, all the more so, you should make a bracha. The Gra explains in Kol Eliyahu that the svara for this is, why is this a kal v'chomer? Why is it more kal to make a bracha after you eat, and more chomer to make a bracha before you eat? So he says it's logical to assume that you make the bracha at the time of your greatest excitement. When do you get most excited about food? It's right when you're very hungry and you see it, and that's where you're really excited about the fact that it's coming. After you eat, you just feel full and yuck, and you know, so you don't feel that sense of excitement. Satiation, yeah, you're satiated, you're not hungry anymore, but it's certainly not that same sense of excitement. That's what he says by Birchas HaTorah, it's the opposite. By Birchas HaTorah, the Gemara has the opposite Kal V'chomer, that if you have to make a bracha before you learn, Kishem HaShem Ekrav Godol Elokeinu, Kal V'chomer, you need to make a bracha after you learn. Because when are you most excited about Torah? People don't look at a Gemara at 6:14 in the morning and say, "Oh, I'm so excited to learn another daf." You know when you're really excited? At 7 o'clock, after you just spent 45 minutes learning the daf, then you're like, "Oh, Torah! What it did for me? How it invigorated me?" That's the way Torah works. That Torah is the greatest level of excitement is afterwards. That's why the Kal V'chomer works in the opposite direction for Torah. That if you make a bracha before you learn Kal V'chomer, you make a bracha after you learn. Tells you about the nature of Gashmius versus Ruchnius. That Gashmius is all dimyon. It seems like it's very exciting before you actually have it. And then once you actually have it, it's, okay. But when it comes to Ruchnius, it's most exciting after you have it. Then at first there's Yetzer Hara that tells you it's not so exciting. But after you have it, that's when it becomes most exciting. So says the Gemara, back in the Gemara now, Ashkan Kerem, Sharmina Minayin. Good, so you have proven to me that even if you hold that ravai is limited to grapes, and even if you and you hold, as long as you hold that it's learned from a gezer shava, we have a source for bracha achrona and rishona. One of the hilulims, one of the drushes you can make from hilulim, is that it needs a bracha. Let's say it means that you need a bracha achrona, and we then learn from a kal v'chomer you need a bracha rishona. But that still only tells me about kerem, that you make a bracha rishona on grapes. How do I know you make a bracha rishona on anything else? So says Gemara, the yalef mikerem, makerem davar shenen avton bracha, called davar shenen avton bracha. Well, why should it be any different than grapes? Why should grapes be special? Just like grapes are something that you get benefit from, that you enjoy, and it requires a bracha. Anything you enjoy requires a bracha. Says Gemara, no, you can't learn straight from Kerem. Grapes are special. Grapes have certain halachas that apply only to them, like olulos. One of the matnos aniyim is that if there are random grapes growing straight from the vine that aren't growing in clusters, you need to leave those for the aniyim. That's only a din by grapes, not a din by anything else. So you see that grapes do have special dinim. Says Gemara, kama tochiach. No, but you can learn that from bread, from grains. Mal the kama shekein chayevus bechal. Says Gemara, no, but meaning you should be able to say, no, you see, kama, we know grains are require bracha achrona. That's yachalt of a savata virachta, and the chameshes mine dagan. So we know it requires bracha achrona, and we have the same kal v'chomer tell me it should require bracha rishona, right? And yet, it doesn't have olulos. So we should say, we see from kama that you don't need olulos to require bracha rishona. Says Mar, no, but kama has its own chumra. Mal the kama shekein chayevus bechala. The five types of grain have their own chumra, the chayev and chala. So you can't learn that from kama. Well, kerem yochiach. Kerem is not chayev and chala, and yet it still requires a bracha rishona. So v'chazer adin, lo rizak rizav, lo rizak rizav, etzav shavish ben, dov shenen, v'ton bracha, v'kal dov shenen, v'ton bracha. So says the Gemara, how do I know you make a bracha rishona? We don't learn it from grapes alone, nor do we learn it from bread alone, but the combination of the two teaches me that anything you get hana from, you need to make a bracha. That's how I know, bracha rishona, because we have a source in the Torah. This is the way it's working now. We have a source in the Torah that bread and that grapes require bracha achrona. Then we have a kal v'chomer to tell me that both of those things, if they require bracha achrona, kal v'chomer, they require bracha rishona. So you put the two together, that serves as a source that everything else should also need a bracha achrona and a bracha rishona. So kal v'chomer. So says Gemara, no, mala atzav ha-shavish ben, shekein yesh bo tzad mizbeach, vasi nami zayis dispei tzad mizbeach. Wait a second. There's a chumra that both grapes and bread share that other foods don't share. Namely, that they have a tzad mizbeach. They could both be brought on the mizbeach. So that should only therefore include olives also, which also have a tzad mizbeach. Olives are also brought on the mizbeach. So basically, using this drasha should only teach me that I need a bracha rishona and achrona on bread, grapes, and olives. But I still don't know that I need a bracha rishona and achrona on anything else. So says Gemara, just parenthetically, v'zayis mitzad mizbeach asi. The reason you need a bracha on zayis is because it comes from the, is because it's brought on the mizbeach, and we learn it from this tzad hashava. V'hedik sebekerem. No, the reason that zayis is included in brachos is because it's called a kerem. So, and we already have a drasha. One of the hilulims is to teach me that kerem requires a bracha. So I'm Rapapa, kerem zayis ikri, kerem stamalo ikri. No, zayis is never called a kerem. It's called the kerem zayis. And therefore we would not learn it from hilulim. We need to learn it from the tzad hashava. But that was all parenthetical. Bottom line is, mikal makom kasha. Mala tzad hashava shben shkin yesh ben tzad mizbeach. All we can learn from this drasha is that something that has a tzad mizbeach requires a bracha rishon and achrona. Something that's brought on the mizbeach, is misnasech on the mizbeach, on some level requires a bracha rishona, bracha achrona. How do I know other foods also require a bracha rishona and a bracha achrona? So says Gemara, another possibility, totally separate possibility, eladiyala flami shiva saminim. We learn it from the shiva saminim that Eretz Yisrael is praised with. Ma shiva saminim davar shenen evaton bracha, av kol davar shenen evaton bracha, the zayin minim, eretz chita, sora, gefentena, right, all the seven minim, it says v'yachalt v'svat v'rachta in that context also. So the fact that you have to make a bracha achrona on shiva saminim, the Gemara is assuming is a dindal raisa, and therefore kal v'chomer you have to make a bracha rishona. The kal v'chomer is also a dindal raisa. Kal v'chomer is when yidgim lid shatar and drash spen, so it's also a dindal raisa. So we can learn that from the shiva saminim. Says the Gemara, no, but Shiva Saminim has its own chumrah. Mala Shiva Saminim shekein chayav in bebikurim. Shiva Saminim is chayav in bikurim. So you can't learn out to other foods. Vod hatenech lachrav v'fan of minayin. But also, Shiva Saminim, the Torah only tells us to chayav bracha achrona. How do I know you chayav bracha rishona? So holo kasha dasi be kal v'chomer k'shusaveh v'varch shu rav l'kol shkein. No, we go back to that same kal v'chomer where we said before that that obviously if it requires a bracha achrona, then for sure it's going to require a bracha rishona. So l'man d'tani net Ravai, Hatena called Varnatia, the Lav Varnatia, Kigon Basar Beitzim Vidagim Minale, and says the Gemara, besides, the original answer that we gave we said that if you learn neta revai and not kerem revai, that revai applies to all fruits. So then you have one of the hilulims is free to teach you that you make a bracha rishona. Really? Maybe that only teaches me you make a bracha rishona on things that you plant. What about things that you don't plant? What about meat? What about eggs? What about fish? And this is a kasha on everybody now, because if your source is going to be one of the hilulims, so then we have a kasha that if you hold neta revai, it should be only on things that you plant. If you hold kerem revai, then it should only be on things that have a tzad mizbeach. If you want to say it's based on shivas aminim, well, it can't be based on shivas aminim. Shivas aminim, it has its own chumrah that it's chayiv and bikurim. So where do I know that normal things like meat, eggs, fish, that they require a bracha rishona? So finally the Gemara says, after all that, this is the first time I think we've had so far in Shas a real darshaning Gemara, darshaning psukim, back and forth, figuring out how we derive a halacha, which is what the Rambam calls the Iker Torah Shebal Peh. The Rambam says, this is Torah Shebal Peh. This is what we call Gemara, right? When we say that we have to learn Shlish Mikra, Shlish Mishra, Shlish B'Talmud, the Rambam says, Talmud is being motzi halachos based on the Yirgul Mitzra, Torah and Dreshman, learning Kalvachomers and Zer Shavas and figuring out. We view it as tedious, but that's what the Rambam calls Gemara. It's the very definition of Gemara. So says Gemara, Ella says, this is our reality check after 34 blad of pretty much Agarita. So it says Gemara, Ella Svarahu. Rather, how do I know you make a bracha rishona? It's a svara. That a person is not able to get hana from this world without making a bracha first. So it's purely a svara. Good. So says the Pnei Yoshua, svara is a din d'oraisa. Svara, how do I know svara is a din d'oraisa? So the Gemara says in multiple places, Lama likra svarahu. Why do I need a pasuk if it's a svara? So we see that if the Gemara would ask, what do I need a pasuk if it's svara? Well, what do you mean? If svara were only drabanan, that's why I need a pasuk, to make it a din d'oraisa. Elamai, svara is a din d'oraisa. So therefore, says the Pnei Yeshua, making a bracha rishona is a din d'oraisa. It's a svara. All of the rishonim and achronim, well, most of the rishonim and achronim are not happy at all with that idea. They say, no, the svara is not always a din d'oraisa. It depends on the svara. So a very, very strong svara is the din d'oraisa. A lesser svara may be a din d'rabanan. An even lesser svara may not be a din at all, depending on how strong the svara is. What's an example of a svara that's a din d'oraisa? Kal v'chomer. Kal v'chomer is a svara. It's the most mistaver thing in the world, right? Kal v'chomer of the Yigdal Mishnah Torah and Drashas Ben. It's the most logical. It's the only one that actually really is very logical. So kal v'chomer is a pure svara. So that's a din d'oraisa. You don't need other svaros. It may depend on the relative strength of the svara. Pashtus is the way the majority of the Rishonim learn, is that this is a din d'rabbanan, that the whole Amud we thought we were going to find a source midoraisa, that you make a bracha rishona, and at the end of the day we said, no, it's only a din midrabbanan. If you look at Tosos writes, l'fanav l'kolshke, lav kalvachomer dimkein te bracha l'fanav midoraisa. Can't be a real kalvachomer that you make a bracha rishona, meaning even when we were saying that how do we know you make a bracha rishona, because it says v'yachalta v'svata v'rachta, you make a bracha achrona, kalvachomer, you're going to make a bracha rishona. So he says, no, it can't be a real kal v'chomer. That can't be a legitimate kal v'chomer, because if it were a legitimate kal v'chomer, then making a bracha rishona on bread would be a din d'oraisa, and it's not. Ulel parak mishamesu mashmin gabe balkeri delav d'oraisu v'afilu rabidu alpali al mishum dasan kilchster cheretz. So previously in the Gemara it was mashma already that bracha rishona is never d'oraisa, not on bread nor on anything else. So pashas is only an asmachta. Tosos proves this from the fact that Balkeri only makes a bracha after Achila, not before Achila. Why? Because after Achila is a din d'oraisa, before Achila is a din d'rabbanan. And that's explicit in the Rambam, the first paragraph of the Brachos. Umidivrei sofrim levarech al kol machal tchila v'achrach yahanim menu v'kalanenu b'lo bracha mal. The Rambam is explicit that it's only a din midrabbanan. However, Tosus and Daf Yud Beis Amid Aleph earlier in the Masechta, in the sugya of Pasach b'dechamra v'siyim b'deshichra, Tosus learns that the Gemara was that the Gemara left it as an ibaydlo of shita. Tosus says v'ri haya omer l'chumra ditzarich levarich pa'macheres. We had a suffix about bracha rishona over there. Gemara never answered the shaila about bracha rishona. We'll leave out the details of the exact case of you may have made the wrong bracha. We're not sure, and there therefore we don't know if you need to make another bracha. So what are we paskin? So what's the rule? Savik daraisa l'chumra, savik darabana l'kula, right? Says Tosos, l'chumra. You have to make another bracha. The re was machmir. So it sounds from Tosvos, like the Pnei Yeshua, that it's a din daraisa, that the bracha rishon is a din daraisa. Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Gilyan Hashas writes, lo shayach hachalomar, savik brachas l'kula, Rabbi Kiveger might be making that point. When do we say Savik Brachas L'Hakel? That's why Birchas HaMitzvah. Birchas HaMitzvah is only Drabbanan. But Birchas HaNenin might be Daraisa, and therefore would require its own bracha. So it could be that according to the Re in Tosfos, it's a din midaraisa. Now, what is the nature of the bracha of Birchas HaNenin? Is it like a Birchas HaShevach, that we're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or is it just a matir, that it's also le'adam le'ahanim minolam zeb lo bracha? Sounds like it's a matir, right? From this lashon that the Gemara has, sounds like it all belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not allowed to have anything unless I make a bracha. That's what's matir it, just like shechita is matir meat to make it mutter to eat. When I make a bracha, it's matir all food to make it mutter to eat. That's the pashtus, is that it's a matir. Problem is, there's a Gemara later on in Daf Nun Aleph where the Gemara tells us, "Boy, my name is Rechista. Micha sha'achol v'shasav v'lo birech. Mar sheyachzor v'yivarech." Let's say you already ate and then you realize, "Oh, I forgot to make a bracha. Is it too late? Can you still make a bracha after you ate?" Samalei, "Mi sha'achol shum reich l'nodev yachzor yachzor shum kadesh sheyreich l'nodev." Well, just because you ate some garlic and you have bad breath, it means you should eat more garlic and have more bad breath. I mean, if you're still eating, make a bracha so that at least it will go on the rest of the food that you're eating. Amar Ravina, Hilkach afilu gomar suudaso yachzor v'yivarech. Ravina says, even if you finished eating, still make a bracha. Titania tavavala, Amar Baliyasu, Baruch Hashem Kishon Nusas Vitzvanu, ala tvila. Because we learn this, when you go to the mikveh, after you leave the mikveh, it's still not too late. Right away, after you leave the mikveh, you can still make a bracha, birchsa mitzvah, Hashem Kishon Nusas Vitzvanu, ala tvila. Then the Gemara says, nah, you can't compare tvila to eating. By tvila, you couldn't make the bracha before, because God by eating, you should have and could have, you could have and should have made the bracha before. So by eating, we're not going to allow you to still make it afterwards. But what's the havamina? A havamina that you can still make a bracha afterwards? It doesn't sound like it's a matir. If bracha is a matir, that this is what allows me to eat, well then it's definitely too late after I've already finished eating and I'm not eating anymore. What am I being matir? It's already mutter. Sounds from that Gemara that brachas din in birchas hashevach, that I have to be meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the hana'ah. So it sounds from this Gemara over here, lamed hay, that it's din matir, that I'm being matir the food. Rav Salvezhik points out, sounds from the Gemara in an aleph, that it's birchas hashevach. So like a true brisker, he says, what's the real answer? Both. Tzvei dinim in bracha. It's a din of a matir, and it's a din of a birchas hashevach. You have both dinim in bracha. But he says, maybe when Tosus writes in Dafid Beza Aleph that birchas hananin is a din daraisa, he doesn't say it explicitly, but when he says that we're machmir in a suffix birchas hananin, maybe that's only the legabe the din of the matir of birchas hananin, that it's also le'anos me'alim as a blow bracha. But the din of birchas hashevach, Tosus will be moda, that's only a din midrabanan. To be meshabeach with birchas hananin, maybe that's only a din midrabanan, that would not be suffix l'chumra. L'may nafkamina in this chakira, whether it's a matir or whether it's a birchas hashevach, so another nafkamina might be for a katan. Let's say it's a katan chayiv. So the halacha is that a katan is not chayiv in mitzvos, but he's also to do yisurim. You have to be porishim from yisurim. Lo sachilim, you have to make sure that he doesn't violate any averos. So even though a katan is only part from kiyumei mitzvos, but according to at least one man diyamer, based in mitzuvin lafrisho from yisurim, so does he have to make a bracha rishona? So if it's only a birchas hashevach, then that's a mitzvah. That's a nice thing to do. But if it's a matir, that means that it's an iser before he makes the bracha. Then he would have to make the bracha because in order to be matir the food. Okay, let's see vayter now in the Gemara. Tan Rabbanan, asur la'adam shi'anim in olam hazeh lo bracha. Two dots at the bottom of the page. It's asur for a person to get hanah from this world without a bracha. V'kolanenim in olam hazeh lo bracha ma'al. Anyone who does get hanah from olam hazeh without making a bracha is in violation of mi'ila. It's like he's being ma'al b'kachim. When one gets hanah from all mezeh b'lo bracha. The Gulyoni Ashas, printed in the back of the Gemara, quotes from the Sefer Bechor Shor, unbelievable. It says, Ma'al is a lashon of hektish, of cut, right from Kachin Shemayim, that you're getting hanah illegally from Kachin. So the Bechor Shor at the beginning of Maseches Kiddushin says that the Lashon Drabbanan of Hareyat Mekudeshesli, the Gemara discusses the Kiddushin, why do we say Mekudeshesli, that she's Kadosh? Say that you're Miyuchedesli, that you're designated for me. So he says, Lashon Mekudeshesli is that Asr La Kuli Alma Kehegdish, the Gemara says, that you're making this woman Asr to the rest of the world, like Hegdish is Asr to the rest of the world. Meaning that it's like Hegdish, where even, what's the din by Hegdish? If I'm Makdish something, it becomes Asr to the rest of the world only? No, it becomes Asr to me also. Once I make something Hegdish, it's Asr to the rest of the world and to me. Good? So when a person's Mekadish Nisha, says the Bechor Shor, brilliant. You're Mekadish Nisha, you made her Hegdish, so she's Asr to the rest of the world and to the person who's Mekadisher. When does she become Mutter to the person who's Mekadisher? It's an Afna Tosefta. Kala below, Bracha, Asur Labaila Kanida. After Kiddushin, until you make a Bracha, she's Asur Labaila. What's Matir her? A bracha, so it's mamish the lashon meila, right? What the all foods are kehegdish till you make a bracha. Bracha's matir the hegdish. That's the lashon kiddushin by a woman. You're mekadish woman. She's hegdish for everybody and for you. She remains aser to the husband as well throughout erusin. When does she become mutter? With the bracha. It's only the bracha that's matir. That's the ha'ar of the Gilyoni Ashas. I thought it was brilliant. So, or of the Bechor Shor that the Gilyoni Ashas quotes. So anyway, so it's kilu yirmol. So maitakante. So how do you fix the problem? You don't want to be in violation of hegdish. Yelech etzel chacham. Go to a rabbi and he'll fix the problem. Well, we don't believe in that. The rabbis don't fix the problems. Yelech etzel. You did an avera. The rabbi doesn't say, you're forgiven. So yelech etzel chacham. My avalei. What's he going to do to you? Avalei yisura. You did an avera. What's the rabbi going to do about it? There's nothing he could do. No. Go to the rabbi first so that you can learn Hilchas Brachos, and then you won't come to violate Mi'ilah if you learn Hilchas Brachos. You're not going to run into trouble of being in violation of Mi'ilah. Rav Yashiv just points out over here that the Gemara only asked Maita Kante once it said Ki'ilu Ma'al. We already had a line before that where we said, you're not allowed to get Hanah Minol Mazah B'lo Bracha. And over there the Gemara didn't say, Maita Kante, what if you did get Hanah B'lo Mazah? But the Gemara, only once we compared it to Mi'ila, does the Gemara say, you're not allowed to get Maita Kante, what are you going to do about it? So Rav Yashiv says this is probably based on the Nesivus in Reish Lamed Aleph, the famous part of the Nesivus, where the Nesivus says that every Isser Drabanan is only an Isser is only an Isser Gavra, not an Isser Chefza. Meaning that an Isser Drabanan is only an Isser not to rebel against what the Rabbanan said. And therefore, says the Nesivus, it's not like if you eat pig by accident, well, you did the Avera. Pig is pig. You did the Avera. So you do it Beshogeg, you need Kapari. You did an Avera. When you do an Isser Drabanan Beshogeg, since the whole Isser Drabanan is Lo Sasur, don't rebel against the Rabbanan, when you did it Beshogeg, you weren't rebelling against anyone. It was Shogeg. So says the Nesivus, it's not even a Maisa Avera. When you do an Isser Drabanan Beshogeg, it's not even a Maisa Avera. With one exception, that is Mi'ila. Mi'ilah b'shogeg, it's a chiddush in the Torah, that mi'ilah by definition is shogeg, and nevertheless you have to bring a korban. So we see that mi'ilah, it's anything that's mi'ilah, even when it's b'shogeg, is considered to be a ma'isa avera. So he says, maybe that's why, when we just said, asalam asmel ma'zeb lo bracha, okay, so my takante, you don't need a takana, you made a mistake, you didn't make a bracha, there's no need for a takana. Oh, but once we say mi'ilah, that it's ki'ilu yur mo'el, so says Rav Yashiv, now the Gemara right away asks, wait a second, now it's a Maisa Averi, even though it's Midrabanan. It's more Chamor, even when it's done B'shogeg, and you do need a Takana. So that's what we say, the Takana is, go to a Chacham, and Meikara, and I'll teach you Hilchos Brachos. Rabbeinu Yonah points out in Chafei Amir Aleph, Bedape Arif over here, he says, when we say Maita Kante, Kolomar, Mi She'eni Yodea Brachos, Be'ezi Inin Yuchal Lechal, that maybe the Gemara is asking, if you don't know Brachos, how can you eat? What can you do to make it mutter for you to eat? So the Gemara is saying, go learn Hilchos Brachos, will be mutter for you to eat. Or he says, no, maybe it's mutter for you to eat anyway. How's it going to be mutter for you to eat? Because there's a concept, you only need to know one bracha, Shakol Nei Abdevaro. You say Shakol Nei Abdevaro, and that's good, it could be matter everything. But you still need to be misakeh, and you need to refine the way you're saying brachas. Because shakal nebivar, that's not a lecharchila. It's not something to be relied upon lecharchila to just use that as the bracha. That's Talmid Rabbi Yona chafei meral b'dapei arif. Says the Gemara Vayter. Amar Rav Yudah Shmuel, two lines from the bottom. Call an enem and almost ablo bracha kil enem mikatchi shemaim. Anyone who gets hana from this world without making brachas as if he got hana from katchi shemaim. Shneamar l'Hashem aratum loa. The whole world belongs to Hashem. Rabbi Levi Rami. Rabbi Levi asks the stira. Ksiv l'Hashem aratum loa. Ksiv on the one hand it says that the whole world belongs to Hashem, on the other hand it says that the Shemayim belongs to Hashem, Aretz is for us, is for people. So lo kasha kan kodem bracha kan liyach bracha. Before you make a bracha it's all Hashem Aretz umlala. After you make a bracha Haaretz nasan levnei adam, then the land belongs to us. Amar Rabbi Chanina bar Papa kol anenu menol mazab lo bracha kilu gozel HaKadosh Baruch Hu uknesses Yisrael. When a person gets hana without a bracha, it's not only that he's stealing from Hashem, he's stealing from Knesset Yisrael as well. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, "Gozel aviv v'imo va'omrein pesha chaver hu li'ishmashchis." So we darshin. Ve'in aviv ela Kadosh Baruch Hu. When it says you're stealing from your father, father means Hashem. Shnemar halohu avicha konecha. Because the pasuk calls Hashem your father, konecha. Ve'in imo ela Knesset Yisrael. When it says that you're being gozel your mother, that's referring to Klal Yisrael. Shnemar shema b'ni musar avicha v'altidosh toras yimecha. And that's Knesset Yisrael. My chavru lish mashchus. But what's the end of the pasuk that someone who steals from his father or mother is va'omer in pesha and says that he's done nothing wrong is a chavru lish mashchus? Amr b'chinir b'papa chavru li yiravim benavat shehishkus es Yisrael avim shebashmayim. He's considered a chavur of Yeravim benavat who was mashchus klal Yisrael in terms of the relationship between them and Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Chanina bar Papa Rami. Rabbi Chanina bar Papa asked the following stira. Ksiv v'lakachti degani bi'ito, uksiv yasafta deganecha. It says on the one hand that the dagon is degani, and on the other hand it says deganecha. So what is it? Is it Hashem's grain or is it our grain? Says Gemara Lokasha. It all depends on whether we're doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. When we're doing the Ratzon HaMakom, then it's our grain. When we're not doing the Ratzon HaMakom, then it makes it look like we're stealing it. What's the pasuk teaching me when it tells me I should go gather my grains? The Torah, the pasuk says that the pasuk in Yoshua that you should always have the Torah on your lips constantly. So if I only read that pasuk in Yoshua, I would think to take it literally that 24 hours a day, all I should be doing is learning Torah. That I should never go out and earn a parnasa. So Rabbi Shmuel says that's why I need Viasafta Diganecha to tell me that together with Torah there has to be Minig Derech Eretz as well. I also have to go and earn a Parnasa. That's part of my responsibility. Rabbi Shimon Yechai says no, go earn a Parnasa. What do you mean? Efshar Adam Chorish B'Shas Charisha V'Zareya B'Shas Ria V'Kotz B'Shas Ksira V'Dash B'Shas Disha V'Zor B'Shas Ruach. There's always something else that has to get taken care of in the office. So Torah Mat. You're never going to run out of things to do in the office. So when are you ever going to learn Torah if you go and learn a parnasa? Sel bezman she saw some social makom melach nasa idei acherim shnemar va'amdu zarim v'rut zonchem bezman she ain't you saw some social makom melach nasa idei atzman shnemar v'yasafta deganecha. No, he says it's a stira. V'yasafta deganecha is a stira too. Lo yom shefer haTorah zeh. So they must be talking about two different circumstances. That when you're in a circumstance where you're doing the ratzon Makom, then you'll be able to learn constantly and you won't have to worry about a thing. Kodesh Baruch Hu will take care of everything. When you're not doing Ritzon Hashem Makom, then you're going to need to worry about a Parnasa. But an ideal world in Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai's view is that a person should be learning full time as long as he's doing Ritzon Hashem Makom. In Rabbi Yishmael's view, no, it's not a stira that you do both, that you're constantly learning Torah and you do work when you're supposed to be doing work. So that's the kasha, though, that the Achronim in the back of the Gemara asked, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, I saw, asked the kasha, so what are we saying now? Rabbi Shimon Yechai holds V'yasafta deganecha applies only when we're not doing Ritzon Hashel Makom. V'yasafta deganecha, what's the beginning of the paragraph that says V'yasafta deganecha? V'haya im shamo atishmu. If you listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then all these things happen, including How could that be Einos from Ritzono Shel Makom? So says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, it means not that we're not doing mitzvahs. We're doing mitzvahs. But we're not learning Torah the way Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai wants us to learn Torah. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai thinks Torah so umnaso. He says, I'll prove it to you. Later on in the paragraph, we say, La'avdu b'chal levavchem. What's a la'avdu b'chal levavchem? That's tefillah. So who has to daven? Well, the Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai v'chaveira of the Gemara and Shabbos that Yer Aleph says didn't have to daven. They never daven because Torah so umnaso. They were learning constantly. So some who's Torah so umnaso, the whole paragraph doesn't apply to. Some who's Torah so umnaso, that's what it means also in Ritzono Shel Makom, meaning doing the learning constantly, someone who's Tarasan Umnasan. But Shema Tishmu means that we're doing the mitzvahs. So anyway, that's the major machlokes of Shem Rechai Rabbi Shmuel. Maybe next Tuesday night's sugyas and brachas here will be about that. It's a good topic. Not only that, other people will do your work for you. Meaning, if you're learning constantly and you're really doing Ritzono Shel Makom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of it. Someone sent me a video of Rav Chaim Yaakov Goldberg, the Rashiva Karen Biavna Zatzal, going to visit the Lubavitcher Rebbe and asking him Eitza if his son should stop learning in Kailil. So the Rebbe said, is he starving? Does he have what to eat? He says, I'm supporting him, and the Baruch Hashem, my yeshiva is doing well. I could afford to support him, but you know, he already has 5 kids, he should go earn a living. He said, what do you mean? He's doing Ritzono Shel Makom, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu provided him Parnassah. He gave him you, so you should keep on supporting him. Okay? Amar Abaye, Harbe Yasuk Rabbi Shmuel V'Also B'Yadon. A lot of people tried to do like Rabbi Shmuel and also B'Yadon. It worked out very well for them. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai V'Lo Also B'Yadon. A lot of people did like Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. It didn't work out so well for them. They tried to learn full time and assumed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to take care of everything. It doesn't always work out so well. The Samar Medayik, Harbe, that when you have Harbe trying to do like Rav Shimon Yochai, that's where it's a problem. But Yechide Skula to do like Rav Shimon Yochai, that's appropriate. Amle Rav the Rabbanim, Matusa Minaychi, B'yomi Nisim, B'yomi Tishrei, Lo Tzitzchazu Kamayi, Ki Yechi Do Titru B'mzonaychi, Kula Shasa. Rav used to tell his Talmidim, during the times where it's busy in the fields, you should go in the fields and do the work. Because if you don't do it then, in the busy times where you could really make all your money by working those 2 months out of the year, then I'm never going to see you. You're always going to be scrounging to make a living. So I'd rather you go work during the Bein Hazmanim periods, and then for the other 10 months of the year, you'll be able to come to yeshiva. Our generation is not like the earlier generations. In the earlier generations, Torah was primary and Malacha was secondary. And they managed to do well in both. In the Doros Achronim, we make our work keva. The Torah is just something we happen to do on the side, and none of it sticks. That the Doros Harishonim not like the Doros Achronim. Doros Harishonim ayim achnisim perasei in derech tracks and kedei lechayven b'meiser. In the earlier generations, they would try to make sure that all the peros would become chayven meiser. They were looking for the mitzvah. But they were trying to create opportunities for a mitzvah. Doros Achronim, Achnisim Perasein, Derech Gagos, Derech Chatzeres, Derech Chafifos, Kedei Lepater Min HaMeiser. The Doros Achronim, because in order for grain to be Chayvin Meiser Midoraisa, it needs to have Re'ias Pnei Abayis. Re'ias Pnei Abayis means it has to come through the front door. So nowadays we bring it through the roof. We bring it so in order to avoid any sort of Chayv Meiser. Dom Rabbiani, Ene Tavim is Chayvin Meiser, Ad Shir Pnei Abayis, Shem Biati HaKodesh Min HaBayis. This week's parsha, we say Biati HaKodesh Min HaBayis. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afilu Chatzar Kavas, Shem Ravachal B'Sharech V'Saveu. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, even a chatzar is kaveh for meiser, doesn't even need Rias Pnei Abayis. Chutz min hayayin. So we said wine gets its own bracha. Meishna yayin, why does wine get its own bracha? Ilei mishum dishtani li yishtani the bracha. So if you want to say, because once the fruit has been improved, it gets a new bracha. V'reishem dishtani li the bracha. Oil has been improved from its olive state to its oil state, it doesn't get its own bracha. You still make a bar priyates on Shem Azayis. So amri hasim mishum d'lafshar. Nivrik bar pri azayis, pirguf azayis hikri. No, that's because by Shemin there's no other option. You can't make bar pri azayis because the fruit itself is called azayis. Vinivrik ale bar pri eight azayis. I have an idea. Why don't we make a bracha bari pri eight zayis? Says Gemara, 3 answers why we can't do that. Elam marzutra chamra zayin mashka lo zayin. Chamra nourishes olives. Wine nourishes. Oil doesn't nourish. Umashka lo zayin, does oil not nourish? Vatnan another mina mazon mutar mayim melech. Vavinim ba mayim melech hudelo ikri mazon. I'll call mili ikri mazon. Name it havituf to drava shmol damar. Ein varkum bar minim mazon. It's albe eminim v'vad. And we said, wait a second. If you take a neder that you're not allowed to have mazon, why is it only water and salt that you're not that you're allowed to have? Isn't only the chameshas minim? Aren't they the only things that are really mazon? Yeah, 5 grains are the only things that are called mazon, but zan is everything except for water and salt, including oil. So how can you say that oil is not zan? Ella, so what's the difference between wine and oil? Chamra soid and mashka lo soid. Wine satiates, and oil doesn't satiate. The chamra mi soid, does wine satiate? V'arav havashasi chamri kol mali yom adepiska, kiechid nigre libe v'nechel matzah tvei. Rava used to eat, used to drink a lot of wine every year of Pesach, so that it would open up his appetite and be able to eat more matzah. So you see, it doesn't satiate. Adrava, makes you more hungry. And so Gemara, no, tuva gar report aside. It depends how much you drink. If you drink a lot of wine, it makes you more hungry. If you drink a little bit of wine, so then it satiates you. So says Gemara, misoid klal, does wine satiate you at all? V'aksiv, yayin yisamach levav enosh. V'lechem levav enosh yisad. Wine makes you happy, lechem is soed. Nama hu desad chamra lo soed. El chamra is beitarti. Soed umisameach. Nahama misad soed smuchil umisameach. Now wine does both. It makes you happy and satiates you. Whereas bread only satiates you. So if that's the case, you should make a berachas mazon for wine, if it's just like bread. No one's kaveh a suda on wine. What if you are kaveh a suda on wine, then you should make you should bench afterwards. If Elionavi comes and tells us that that's called the real kvius, we'll bench on wine. But in the meantime, most people are not kaveh a suda on wine, that's why we don't bench on wine. Just one last ta'ara, Rav Eliezer points out, why did Rav drink a lot of wine? So that he could eat more matzah tfei. Not matzah with more teyavon, matzah tfei. From here he says you see a raya that maybe the more matzah you eat, even though kezayis is the shear, maybe multiple kezayisim is a greater mitzvah. That the more matzah you eat on the Leila Seder is a greater mitzvah. Okay, we'll pick up from the two dots tomorrow.